This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin presided over military drills in Ukraine's neighbor Belarus on Saturday as shelling escalated in eastern Ukraine. On Saturday, the Russian military launched massive drills of its strategic nuclear forces. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that he does not believe Putin is seriously contemplating the use of nuclear weapons. Russia's defense ministry said the exercises involved a number of practice submarine launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles, with Putin and the president of Belarus looking on. Meantime, Ukraine's military accused rebels of two breakaway territories in eastern Ukraine, the self-proclaimed Donetsk and Luhansk republics, of carrying out a new wave of attacks on Saturday. The rebels, who also accused Ukraine's military of carrying out new attacks earlier in the week, signed mass military mobilization decrees. The head of one of the territories urged an all able-bodied men to take up arms against what he claimed is Kiev's aggression. The regions also have begun evacuating some civilians. President Biden said the move was a result of Russian misinformation, saying that it defies basic logic that people in Ukraine would choose this moment to engage in combat with more than 150,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's borders. In Europe, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the troops that have amassed at Ukraine's border, quote, are now poised to strike. He spoke with reporters in Lithuania, where the Lithuanian president has called for an increased U.S. troop presence. At the annual Munich Security Conference Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris warned Russia.